Yeah, good morning, boys. Good morning, everyone. Happy Monday. What's the weather like?
It's beautiful outside today. Clear skies, up to 28. Looks like Mackay with Sunday's rest of Australia will be under the La Nina weather pattern, which we'll find out more about later this morning. Yeah,
geez, he's all over it, isn't he, Luke?
Yeah, absolutely. We call him Alan Wilkie.
I'm just reading the piece of paper in front of me.
if you sound like an expert, you know.
Sound. Sound. Yeah. Oh,
and then if it doesn't work out, you blame the Bureau. It wasn't my fault.
I just blame Dave for everything.
And if it's spot on, see, I told you.
Yeah, I was right.
Hey, this morning, what was this this thing about IVF and gay parents?
Well, look, it's this bloke in England. He actually, listen to this. It's a bloke, and he'd been donating sperm to a sperm bank for quite some time. Mm. He then found out that he was the biological father to 13 children through his donations, right?
Yep.
He found out that some of the babies that were born were actually born to same-sex couples, and he's gone berserk. And anyway, he's taken them to court. It was a four-year legal battle, and he won. Now, I would have thought when you make a donation, whether it be an organ, whether it be blood, or indeed sperm, I mean, you get paid to do it, the sperm goes to whoever, and that's the end of it. He reckons he reserves the right to say where his sperm goes. And he says, I'm not a bigot. I just don't think homosexuals should have babies.
Oh, my God.
He said all children need a father figure and children should not be born into families where there's no father figure. And he won. He won the case.
But now, hang on a second. If it's a gay couple, haven't they got two father figures?
Oh, female. It could be female.
I think he's talking about two mothers.
Yeah. Right, okay.
Because gay can mean male or female, Dave.
Well, I know that.
Exactly. I know. But, I mean, I think he's talking about two women. I just thought once you made the donation, that was thanks very much. Here you go.
Well, if you're worried about where your sperm is going and you want to say where it's going, then don't donate sperm.
Well, what about that woman last week we talked about, the vegan animal activist, and she's now saying she's not going to be an organ donor because she doesn't want evil meat eaters to get her organs.
Oh,
remember
God.
That?
Oh, my God.
Stop the world. I want to get off.
How is she going to know that? She's dead.
Exactly.
I like this guy. No, he's not. He says, I'm not a bigot. Well, you are, mate. You're a bigot.
You're absolutely a bigot.
You're the ultimate Indian giver, too. Oh, you're giving out something, then you say, nah, I want it back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, not all people are for IVF. I am. My daughter, stepdaughter in England, her husband is a paraplegic, Tony. He fell through a roof many years ago and broke his back. Well, through IVF, and it took them ages and ages and a lot of money, they finally fell pregnant. And they've got two beautiful little girls. So I'm a bit of an IVF fan, but not Adam. Adam isn't. Have a listen to this.
I think IVF is wrong.
Is wrong?
It's because there are enough children out there that have biological parents that aren't capable of being parents.
You think IVF is wrong? That's interesting.
Well, I mean, there's one thing this planet isn't running out of, and that's human beings.
That's crazy. That's a crazy story.
Well, I mean, that's a ridiculous argument. Oh. But and then I had another caller earlier this morning. He said IVF is wrong. It's morally wrong because you shouldn't muck around with science. Fair dinkum. Anyway,
let's take some calls on this. 13, 27, 10. Are you a fan of the IVF thing? I know plenty of people who've been going through IVF to have, but like your situation there, Luke, for whatever reason, can't have kids. Everyone has a right to have children if that's what they want to do.
Adam says it's wrong, as you just heard, because he says you should be adopting children. There are too many children that are looking for homes. You should adopt before IVF. He says IVF is wrong. You heard him.
That's even bloody harder, adoption as well. We'll take your calls up very soon. Lukey, as always, thanks for your call this morning. Appreciate it, mate.
Have a great day.
You too. Our top today, 28 degrees. Your call's up next here at Triple M.